Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And here he is speaking now.
Yes. Hola.
Hola. Been to Lisbon, John, with the Lions.
I know, I've been.
Lisbon Lion.
Can you call you that from now on,
the Lisbon Lion?
You can do. No one's ever called me it before.
I think it's a good nickname for you.
Good to have a nickname. I've been in Lisbon. So I don't mean to get this podcast off to an underwhelming start, but I've not followed what's happened in the National League. I've got no idea what happened. Couldn't tell you any of the scores, who scored the goals. Anything.
Well,
I'm completely out of the loop. I have nothing planned.
It's going to be a voyage of discovery for you then, John, isn't it?
It is, as Christopher Columbus himself set off from...
Lisbon, did he?
He was Portuguese, wasn't he?
Yeah, somewhere like that, isn't it? Somewhere like...
Come on.
Did he go Portugal first?
Was it Lagos?
Was it Lagos he set off? Was he on holiday? Did he go to... Christopher Columbus set off from
I confidently said he was Portuguese. He's Italian.
He's Italian, of course.
But I feel like he set off from Portugal.
Is this why you... Did you go to Lisbon to find out about Christopher Columbus? Nothing there about him at all.
Why did I think he was Portuguese?
Where's he from then, John?
Departed from Palos.
De la Frontera.
From Spain.
So, from Spain.
Nothing about that was correct whatsoever.
It's close though, John, isn't it?
Portuguese explorer then? Who am I thinking of?
But it's not old... the bloke in Plymouth, John, there's a square... There's a square named after him in Plymouth.
Mm.
And he was like the biggest slave trader of all time.
Oh.
Like.
They were trying to tear it down.
So something, I can't remember whose square is. But he literally would go to like Africa and just take thousands and thousands of people, stick them on his boat and bring them back.
Yeah.
And sell them. And that is what Plymouth is built on.
Built on a throne of.
Built on a slave trade.
Villainy, yeah.
Absolute slave traders. And you know when they go, oh yeah, Drake and Raleigh, they went and they came back with potatoes and tobacco and that's all they came back with.
Yeah.
Let's remember them. They came back with people,
yeah.
John. They're slave traders. Plymouth is built on slave trade.
Vasco da Gama. That's what I was trying to think of.
What is it? So find out what square it is, John. In Plymouth. Who is it?
Okay, it's an early history lesson on this.
Lovely. It's Plymouth, built on the slave trade. I mean, as are lots of big places in...
Oh, they've all got them, haven't they?
In Sir John Hawkins. There we are. He's an Elizabethan sailor, described as the first English slave trader.
We had him first, Brian.
And that would be... I hear you're a slave trader now, Roger.
It's deplorable, but we did it first.
First!
I think you'll find we're first. The pasties, the slaves...
Because that's the square they've talked about renaming after the Plymouth player. Is it Jack Leslie, is it?
Yes.
Jack Leslie?
John
Hawkins Square. Built on slave trade, Plymouth. Can you believe it?
I can. Yeah.
You can believe it, can you, John?
Very much believe it, yeah.
What a start, John.
Hey.
You've misnamed Christopher Columbus.
He was Portuguese.
He thought he was Portuguese and he's Italian.
I am sort of 95% custard tart.
Oh,
at the moment,
I thought you were going to say 95% Italian. Okay.
In
fact, you'd done one of them DNA tests. Imagine that if you discovered that you were. I know you like to tell us about your eight passports you've got.
Yeah.
But imagine if you just discovered I am 95% Italian.
Well, do you know what my middle name is? Have we ever done
Giuseppe?
This on the podcast? No.
No.
Quite close, though.
Go on.
Raphael.
Is it, John?
Did we know this?
I think you've... No, John. Getting to know you.
We've finally done new one after 5 years.
John, I feel like if you'd called yourself Raphael your whole life,
yeah,
the nominative determinism of being Raphael Cadogan...
the old Irish-Italian.
It would have been... Yeah. I don't think you'd have been doing a National League football podcast.
I don't think so.
For 172
episodes.
I'd
be sat in some square somewhere drinking a little cappuccino.
You would be, John.
Yeah.
I think you should change it.
Should I?
For a year. See how, and write a book
to
about
see what happens.
The year I changed my name. That's a great
it's
idea.
The Edinburgh show, isn't it?
It's a great Edinburgh show. Great podcast, John.
I changed
perhaps
my name.
Perhaps we should ditch this.
Okay.
And from now on, you call yourself Raphael Cadogan.
Yeah.
And we follow your adventures.
Let's not put
Can
this
I ask
out.
Who's calling? It's Raphael
Cadogan. Yeah.
Raphael Cadogan. Raphael Cadogan.
We better not put this out.
Just why not?
Talky talk, do it first.
Raphael talk.
Hello, lads.
Raphael talk. Talking Raphael.
Raph talk. Yeah. Yeah. Raphael.
John, this is huge news.
There you go.
I can't believe you've kept it all this time.
I just suddenly thought, I wonder
spent
if I've
a lot
ever,
of time with you.
Wonder if I've ever
We're
said
very,
that
We're very, very good friends. We've spent a lot of time together. I've never known you are Rafa Cadogan.
You've never asked.
Cadogan. Why would I ask? What's my middle name, John?
Trick question. Have we ever said this, though?
Yeah, it's
a good
one, isn't it?
I wonder if we've ever talked about this on the podcast.
Amazing,
I know what your middle name is.
Well, no,
Charles.
It's Charles.
Yeah.
It's Charles, you see. So there we are. You see, it's exciting, isn't it?
A lot of lying.
Going
on this
showbiz
podcast.
Lying.
Showbiz lying.
Going on. You've down showbiz your name.
Yeah.
And I've up showbiz my name. Says a lot about us.
Maybe if you want to guess what Charlie's real name is.
A lot of people will know, John, and it's out there.
Well, some people will.
It's out there, and
I think a lot of people will. Desmond.
On
Desmond, can you believe it?
Des.
Des Baker.
It's Gary. who do you think the better footballer would be if he was signed tomorrow? Gary has brought in a new striker.
Yeah.
To play up front for Torquay United. John Cadogan's been signed.
Yeah.
You think safe pair of hands?
No, he sounds
12,
rubbish.
12 game, 12 goals a season.
Yeah.
You know, normally back headers at the back stick. We've signed Raphael Cadogan. We've signed
Doesn't
Raphael
roll
Cadogan.
Off the cunt. Doesn't
roll off the cunt. Does...
yeah.
Oh dear, I hope this is an edit special.
It is.
Raphael Cadogan, we've signed him.
He sounds great.
He's playing up front. We've signed him on a 2-year. He's dropped down the league, John. Raphael Cadogan?
He sounds like someone like Leroy Rossini signed in a panic
on a
non-contract basis.
Yeah, just see how it goes.
3 games.
You think?
Disappeared.
Wow, I don't know if I can carry
Flawed.
On with it. We had nothing for this podcast, John.
Now
and
we
already
have...
we've done some of the best content possible. You've
Maybe
said cunt.
I did say that. I got 3/4 of the way through the word, didn't I? But I can't bleep that because that's not swearing.
There we are. Raphael Cadogan.
Yeah.
I think... John, this is a definite angle for you.
Do we have something now for this edition of the podcast?
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. John, you were away. What we're going to do is go through the scores from the weekend on the National League.
Maybe you can talk
What's
me through
What's coming
them.
Up in the podcast? This is what's coming up in the podcast. Here it comes, John. Here's the music. Coming up in the podcast, John, because you were away, we're going to look through the scores from the weekend and to get your live reaction.
Okay, yeah, I genuinely have no idea what happened.
Live reaction.
I only found out the Torquay score about 4 hours after it finished.
No, you didn't care. You weren't listening to Rail Dave.
I couldn't get on. I had no...
Imagine that last season. Just no interest. I've got no interest. I don't follow the football.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You'd have missed all sorts last season. This season, and not so much. Sometimes, maybe.
Sometimes, maybe. No idea what happens.
So we're going
to
do that with you, John. Live reaction from you. Mm-hmm. We are going to go through our predictions from the beginning of the season of where people would be in the league.
Yeah.
I've listened back to it, so you don't have to.
We've been threatening to do it for a while, but it's very long.
It's
so
very
we've managed
dull.
To finally sort of pre-sit
Some of it's quite good, but we've gone through it. We're going to go through it pretty quickly how it is. Well, I'm assuming we've got some letters, John.
Yeah.
We've not got a lot else. There's been a lot of nil-nils and you've been away. So, look, it'll still be the same old rubbish. But here we go, John. Let's
go
a little roundup of the National League from the weekend.
I'm not going to look.
Barnet Dover. Here we go, John. This is a good fun game. Barnet Dover. What do you think the score was, John?
Can I tell a lie? Do you know this?
Ah!
I did see this one.
Barnet 6, Dover 0. I mean, did they turn up? Did they turn up, John?
How did you get beaten 6-0 by Barnet? I mean, I know they're crap.
But also, but Hessenthaler is your classic Barnet manager. I wouldn't be surprised
Barnet,
if he was the Barnet manager.
He could be. How does that happen, though? You ship six against Barnet.
I would have thought Dover. What have we got left? 7 weeks? 8 weeks left? Just down in tools. Ready for the National League South.
Ugh.
Imagine it. But, poor Dover fans, really. I do feel for them. After we went there, and it was very nice. That
down
poor cat in the
Crabble.
Cricketer's arms. Down at Crabble, John. Chesterfield versus Southend United, John. The Spirites versus the... Are they the Seagulls or...
Shrimpers,
aren't they? The Shrimpers,
yeah.
Of course.
I reckon Chesterfield probably nicked it 2-1.
It was 2-2, John.
Oh!
It was 2-2. It would have been 2-1 at one point. It was King scored in the 9th minute. And then Dolby evened it up with a 53rd minute penalty.
Oh!
It was 2-1 at one point. Miller, 77th minute. And then Kerr.
Our old mate Fraser Kerr.
Fraser Kerr. Oh, yes. It's him, is it?
Yeah.
89th minute, own goal.
He was rubbish.
There it is. 88th minute, own goal to make it 2-2. Chesterfield struggling a little bit, if we're honest. Eastleigh versus Josh O'Meara's Wealdstone. Bloody hell!
Bloody hell. I think Eastleigh probably won that 2-0.
They won 4-1, John.
4-1.
Whitehall, Hill, Broadbent, Hollands, Claydon for Wealdstone. Don't know if O'Meara played. Let's have a look. Did O'Meara play? Bloody hell. ED up front. Nothing, though. Did nothing.
No Buse.
Not even subbed off. No Buse. Where's Buse? Unbelievable, isn't it? Are you surprised by that result, John? No.
Not really. I didn't think Wealdstone were particularly good when we played them.
Sad
but then
them.
Neither were we.
Neither were we, John. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Here we go. Grimsby Town versus Ben Fletcher's Woking. Without Alan Dowson. The new era. Have they named a new manager yet? I don't think so.
No,
have
they haven't. No.
The new era for Woking.
Martin Tyler's left as well as an addendum to last week. He has
left,
now officially confirmed he's left.
I think he went and got on the piss with the fans, and then he was really hoarse on Sunday. If you listened
was
to
he?
Him, yes.
I wasn't.
He like you, John. A few
I was drinking Ginginias, unfortunately, on
Ginginias.
Sunday. Ginginia.
Which is what?
Little cherry.
Who's he play for? Is that your middle name?
It's my other middle name. No, it's a little cherry liqueur. That Portuguese people tend to sort of drink in the middle afternoon and just whoop.
There's a lot of that in there.
I might.
On
the
continent.
I was thinking I might make that because I brought some back with me. So I might make that my new afternoon routine.
What
just about 3 o'clock, just a little shot glass whoop, and down the hatch.
To liven up an episode in a few weeks' time when it's inevitably. When we get hammered on cherry liqueur.
Shall I bring some in?
And say what we really think.
I really think of Jane Kelly. I'm joking,
poor
Jane.
That's a shame, John. Grimsby Town 1, Woking 0, John.
Okay.
A 90-something minute winner. Sad news for Woking.
Grimsby
keeps them in
the
hunt.
Keeping them in the hunt, aren't they? Yeah.
Maidenhead 0. Ultra. Oh, I've told you the story. This game's gone out the window.
It's not a good game,
Maidenhead versus Altrincham. Let's buzz through it now.
0-0?
It was 0-0, John.
Yeah.
Notts County v Yeovilton.
Oh, now, I think something happened in this game because I saw a lot of notifications on the NatHubs pod about
Ian. Well,
has Ian
good old
been
Ian.
Sacked yet? So I'm guessing they lost.
No,
maybe
it was 2-1. They were
1-0
down till the 96th minute.
Wow.
Something like that. And if you can't beat Yeovil at home.
So did they get a late?
They got a late goal. Got a late equaliser. So it was
1-1.
Solihull Moors, Lynn Kings. Kings Lynn from LinkedIn.
Talk his opponents on Saturday.
Is that away at Kings Lynn? If
easy,
it's on.
Sully, 3-0.
It was a 2-2 draw, John.
Oh.
Hardly will not be pleased.
No.
Imagine that.
That's
up
a
there
terrible result.
At the. What's it called?
It used to be Damson Park.
Damson
it's called
Park.
Something else.
Something
now.
Else. Probably the Land Rover Park or something, is it? Talkie v Bromley, I'm assuming you know.
0-0.
Weymouth versus Halifax Town. Weymouth at home.
1-1. The
it
Bob
was,
Lucas.
It was 2-0 to Halifax Town,
oh,
keeping Halifax in with a shout. Aldershot versus Stockport County, live on the television.
Stockport, 2-0.
It was a 2-0 win, John. Hey! Congratulations, you could have done that. Very, very good. Right, so that was Saturday. Another 0-0 for Torquay. We'll just talk about that for a little bit. I mean, we went down to 10 men.
I've not seen the
decision.
Lewis incident yet.
I find it difficult to watch at the moment, if I'm honest, John.
Yeah.
Because... it's a bit like
It's not very good.
It's not very good. It's just sort of nothing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's petering out.
It's petering out. As Josh Widdicombe used to say, nothing ever peters in.
It's very, yeah, also very true.
But
look at that, though.
You know, look at those four draws and a win. I mean, we're unbeaten.
It's not really enough, is it?
What are we?
9 points.
9 points, John. Nine points.
Played a game more than most of those other teams.
You need someone to really drop. Need a couple of people to really drop down. We've got.
It's not happening. But we're not good enough this year. So there's no point. Right. There's no point. What would happen if we even if we fluked a playoff promotion? We're not good enough to even.
Yeah, but I trust Gary to then put us side together.
I don't. It's not going to happen.
Well, John, you are doomy, but let's find out. I've said that last week as well, so I'm not calling you doomy, Raphael. I think you'd be a little bit more...
Rafa,
is that what you're going for, is it? Self-styled Rafa.
Mm-hmm.
Rafa Cadogan.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Rafa Cadogan. You've got Rafa Cadogan coming in.
Raphael Cadogan.
Imagine it, John.
It's
really good. You should just call yourself
Have his say.
And see what happens. I guarantee you something will happen. It'll be amazing. This is The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, as I just said. And now we're going to look, John, earlier, first episode of this season. Just looking at Joe Biden there. I mean, look, the situation in Ukraine is very sad, John. Obviously, very, very sad. But there is a lot of yellow and blue around all over the place.
He's wearing a yellow and blue tie, isn't he?
Every cloud.
He looks like he's dressed a bit like Mervyn Benny.
It looks like he's going to come on and do the halftime draw at the moment, Joe Biden. He's coming to do the 50-50. And now,
47.
Hello there, we're going to do Cedric Munzalo here. We're going to do the 50-50 draw. But first here to do a crossbar challenge, we've got President of the Kingdom, United States, leader of the free world, Joe Biden.
The 47th President of the United States, Mervyn Benny. Hello there.
Hello.
My State of the Union address. I've just been in the Union pub.
And have you seen the state of it?
And there we go.
That was lovely.
So we've got nothing.
That was nice, wasn't
got
it?
That.
Look at that. Right. So, first episode of the season, we predicted, which is what we like to do, who was going to come where.
Yeah.
For the whole league, John,
mm-hmm.
weren't we? And we're going to go through it now.
We just listened back to it.
I mean, I said we've got nothing.
Before pressing record.
Time. Yeah.
It was.
I'd suggest listening to it on two times.
I don't think we actually necessarily gave a position to every
cover
team.
All the slots.
It was a bit of a mess.
We've done our best, and we'll read it out now so people can work out where we are. Okay, let's get the league table up, John,
if we
can.
Sure.
You're on the buttons there.
So, do you want to just go through the league table as it is
Yes, that's a good idea. Who's currently first, John?
Do you want to go from the bottom up?
Why not? Okay.
So, current position in 23rd is obviously Dover Athletic.
We had Dover Athletic in 23rd. Bing. Going well. Ding. So
exactly.
Far.
Good.
And then we had Kings Lynn.
Kings Lynn in 22nd.
Oh,
so that's also
and
right.
We had Weymouth then.
And Weymouth in
21st.
Look at
that,
21st.
We are good at
predicting bottom three.
Crap teams.
The bottom three. So 20th all
no
the shot.
No one we had in 20th.
What did we think it was going to be like? Sort of tied somewhere?
Just no one.
Joint 19th.
No one was going to be in 20th. 19th.
Well,
we had...
20th is Aldershot. Okay. So 19th in real life, it was Wealdstone.
We've got Yeovil in 19th.
Well, they are 13th.
Okay, well, we'll get to the 13th in a minute.
Sort of
so
nearby.
We thought Yeovil were going to have a bad time. 18th.
18th is Woking.
Got Altrincham. We had Altrincham in 17th. So not bad.
No, we had... I'm confused now.
So
Woking at 18th. And
they
we
are
had Altrincham
currently
down 18th, for
18th. And we had... What's the easiest way to do it? I say
I'm really confused.
I say who we had.
Yeah.
And you say
where they actually
who is
are.
There. Where right. they are.
Okay.
And you say where they are. That's it. 18th, John, we've got Altrincham.
They are actually 17th.
Oh, so not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty close.
In 17th, we've got Barnet.
They're 15th.
Oh, not too bad, John. Pretty good.
We're,
so especially
we're in the ballpark,
aren't still
we?
Still season
Sorry,
to go. We can
there,
do this at the end
ballpark.
Of ballpark there, of course. Oh my word.
Oh my word.
Oh my word. 16th, we've got written down Wealdstone.
They are 19th.
Okay, so look.
So
we
we're all
pretty
sort
good
of
with
in the
bottom.
Right area.
Very, very good. 15th, we've said Woking.
They are actually 18th.
So, look,
again,
still moving.
Pretty
here.
In that sort of same area.
Imagine if we got it all exactly right. Unbelievable. 14th, we didn't know, we're listening back to it, we didn't know Stockport Southend were going to come top or bottom, so we put them somewhere in the middle. We've said Southend 14th.
They're 12th. They are absolutely
but
in the middle.
They are on the rise. 13th, we said Maidenhead.
They're 16th.
Okay.
Could still finish 13th.
Still could. 12th, we said Bromley.
They're 9th.
Doing better than we thought, aren't they?
Slightly,
plastic,
yeah.
Pitch. We had a big talk about plastic
we
pitch.
We did.
11th, we said Aldershot.
They are 20th.
Wow, that was a bad one for them, isn't
I'd
it?
I'd love it if Aldershot went down.
They won't go down. The three of it down.
It'd be great.
The bottom three of the bottom
Come
three.
Come on, Weymouth. Come on, Bob Lucas.
That just reminds me. I want to talk about bottom of League Two in a minute, John, okay. When we've done this. 10th, I've got written here Eastleigh, but I feel like I've already said them. No.
I don't think so. No.
They are
14th.
Running out a little bit. Now, 9th, I've got written Boreham Wood.
Oh.
And Torquay United.
Oh. So we said, okay, neither of which are right.
No.
I mean, Torquay 11th, close enough. I thought the bit we heard, he said that Torquay could finish 5th.
There was a 5th as well in there.
We also said they might
finish
5th.
We said about
fifth.
We said just outside, we said 9th. And one of us said 5th.
And then I think there was a 7th in there. Yeah, so we basically didn't know. But some, I mean, we're just sort of, no, not really.
Just muddy thinking, of course.
Bournemouth, 5th at the moment.
Eighth,
but played a lot less games.
8th, Halifax or Solihull Moors?
So we've got Grimsby
in 8th.
Solihull Moors are 6th and Halifax 4th.
It's not nowhere near, really. Just because they're outside the playoffs and they're both those players. 7th, we said Dagenham and Redbridge.
The 10th.
10th dropping.
On a terrible run.
So here we go. Top 6. Notts County, we said, for 6th.
Well, they're 7th.
Okay. No one.
What, we didn't say anyone for 5th?
Said Torquay for 5th or no one.
I think Torquay, we did sort of say, it's 5th or no one. I think we sort of said 5th. I remember thinking Bournemouth were going to have a poorer season
this
time around.
It's 5th or no one. Yes, that's true. 4th, we said Grimsby. Halifax.
Yeah, it's Halifax. Grimsby are actually 8th. Yeah.
Oh, so swap them around.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Chesterfield, 3rd.
They're 2nd.
Pretty good. And then we said Wrexham, 2nd.
They're 3rd.
And Stockport, top.
Stockport winning.
Pretty good,
well,
John.
Not bad.
Not bad for you know, 8 weeks to go. What was it, 12 games?
For a couple of absolute muppets. Not done too badly.
Not though. Done too badly, John. Let's just get to the bottom of League Two, because that is hotting up.
Is it?
For next season. We're going to have some fun next season. I mean, I don't know if we are for the rest of this season, but now I know you're called Rafa Cadogan.
A lot of fun.
European trips ahoy. So, right, bottom two go down, obviously.
Yeah.
16th, all the way down to 24th. Walsall on 40 points, so they're probably out of it, I would have thought.
Probably. But there's still a long way to go.
Still a way to go. But so Oldham Athletic are in. So Scunthorpe are down, basically. We can look forward to Scunthorpe in the National League.
We can look forward to losing
season.
At Scunthorpe as we. As
Scunthorpe
always
away.
Did. Always
you,
did.
You can't search on a safe search, Scunthorpe. Which
I
is
nearly
a
said it earlier.
Bit of a shame.
Yeah.
Oldham Athletic, Barrow, Stevenage, Leighton Orient, and Colchester United are all within 5 points of each other.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing. Leighton Orient have got a couple of games in hand. Stevenage are having a shocker. They've let in 22 goals. They're minus 22, sorry. That's their goal difference. Minus 22. They keep losing. They aren't playing Jamie Reid. It's Paul Tisdale.
Tisdale.
For them to come down just to make up for that effing
playoff final
at Old Trafford. Would be quite a good fun.
And
good
Tisdale.
To have a Southern team.
Great to see Tisdale get relegated.
Another Southern team in the National League would be great.
Selfish
fun.
Point of view, that would be great.
Yeah. Oldham Athletic, I think they'll go on a little run and they'll be all right. But I think it's going to be Stevenage or Barrow.
Barrow would be quite fun because they weren't very pleasant when they won the league, were they?
Just for the Schadenfreude.
AFC Poirot.
AFC Poirot. This is shocking. Shocking attempt at the accent, wasn't it? Because Stevenage is form, John. Lost, drawn. Tisdale. The Tisdale effect.
His hat in
there
the
There we
mud.
Are. So that was that section, John. I thought it was pretty exciting.
Pretty good.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener.
Any letters, John?
Yes, we have some letters.
Oh, Are they from Rafa Cadogan?
No, not.
What's your brother's
from...
middle name?
They've both got
Dave.
Normal middle names.
That'd be a shame, wouldn't it?
James, Paul, me, Raphael. It's my mother's maiden name. That's why.
I like it, John. Mm-hmm. She thought, I can't lose it.
No.
A very feminist angle. I like it, John.
Yeah. Keep it
like
going.
It very much.
Yeah.
Well, my son's middle name is my wife's maiden name, so very similar to Stanley.
There you go.
Well done. Here we are. Well done, Nicola. Very good.
Well remembered. Neil Hassel.
I can see. I can see your dad there. What's your name? Nicola Raphael. Gammy me.
Oh,
Gammy me will have been rubbing that neck. Meeting Nicola Raphael later.
Feels sick. Can't speak. Neil Hassel.
Neil, no
Stop
hassle.
Me if it's
Whoa.
Too much hassle.
Neil. Calm down. Chill out, man.
457.
Here he is.
Neil Hassel does what we've asked and includes his FOF
Thank
number.
Thank you.
Neil, I think a bit of a match report. He says, a grave injustice was witnessed by Julie, myself, and the in-laws. Talkie played
Julie.
The football. They saw the football, entertained the faithful, and threatened to run away with it, only to be thwarted by another shocking decision by the officials.
Well.
Our centre-half, perceived to be the last man, made at worst a clumsy challenge on the striker as he made his way aimlessly to the corner flag from the halfway line and got sent off. And yet still the mighty goals dominated with a pleasing mix of passing, passion and shithousery.
Oh, okay.
Bromley, bizarrely, decided that the best way to deal with the team reduced to 10 men was to put even more big targets on and continue lumping the ball into the mixer. A comfortable 0-0 draw was the result, and we left wondering how such a shite team like Bromley could be threatening the playoffs. Well,
plastic
Neil,
pitch!
Wasn't it ever thus with Bromley?
Plastic pitch!
They've always been that
cheats.
Way.
Plastic cheats. Does Joe Lewis... Neil would know if he was here. Does that mean Joe Lewis is out for the next game, John?
With a
red card?
A straight red.
Is that two?
It's usually.
Two
well,
games?
It depends what the offence was, isn't it? But it's at least one, could be two. I don't think it'll be three, because that's usually
shot.
Three is like violent
shot?
Conduct,
oh,
whatever,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's a shame. He's been one of our best players, John.
Yeah.
You could probably do with him be Kingsland. But Ali Omar apparently stepped up.
Forbidden.
Was very.
Yeah. He might as well chuck him in there. Nothing to
lose,
for.
Exactly.
Nothing
Try
to lose.
Out new
Give
players for next season. Very true. Hey, Neil Hassel. Thanks for the hassle.
And it wasn't too much hassle.
It wasn't too much hassle. And it was a lovely... And for John especially, who's paid no attention to the National League.
That was a really good match report.
Since he's become Rafa Cadogan
now,
and started drinking cherry liqueurs.
The next time I'm on BBC Devon, I can pretend I was there.
Yes. And of course, I saw that match.
Yeah. And there's a stop so halfway
next
through.
Next time you go on BBC Devon, will you be... And of course, we've got our co-coms, Rafa Cadogan.
He's just drinking a cherry liqueur at the moment.
Imagine if you just became a massive alcoholic.
Sorry, guys, I was just having a quick cherry liqueur, actually.
Cherry liqueur, anyone? St. John. He's got no teeth.
He's got addicted to cherry liqueur. It's really odd. You know what you'd have to... You drink them from a chocolate cup as well.
Mm.
You eat the cup afterwards.
Do you? Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
It's like a...
That would be a bit...
pissed Willy Wonka.
He just carries around all these chocolate cups.
Pissed Willy Wonka. He's just a pissed Willy Wonka. Augusta, I can't help it. Martha, I can't help it.
Yeah, there you go.
John, we've learnt so much.
Ginginia in a chocolate cup.
From just coming in and having zero
a blank
for the podcast.
Canvas. Look what we've
you've
got.
Painted a palette, of an array of colours. All
I
your fans.
I digged deep into my reserves.
Really have.
Everything
really
I
have.
Had.
Not
I've
phoned it in like usual.
Shut everything at this podcast. you'll have to carry me out of here. I'm spent.
He's high on cherry liqueur and... Custard tarts.
Custard tarts.
Hey,
Neil.
What's the... Any more letters? Thank Neil.
Yeah.
Thanks, Neil. On the ice to you.
Lee Cloak, the old cloak of invisibility.
Ah, yes, the invisibility cloak.
He says, hope you both well. They
yeah.
say never
Tonbridge
meet...
fan. Tonbridge Angels fan.
He is. And this leads on to that, because he says, they say never meet your heroes, but I couldn't help myself on this occasion. Little did I know when I arrived at the Velocity Stadium for the bumper NLS clash, Oxford City versus Tonbridge Angels, I bump into two TUFC legends.
Elliot Bennion.
I noticed them when an angry, over-opinionated Tonbridge fan started having a barney with a gentleman to my left-hand side. Having encountered this gentleman before, I chose to ignore it and continue watching the game. As I glanced over to check the queue for the food kiosk, I saw a familiar face, the gentleman on the other side of the barney.
Mm.
Who was it, and why would they be watching Oxford City versus Tonbridge? I ignored it for a minute and watched on as the Tonbridge goalie got himself sent off for a handball outside the box,
Ooh.
And then it hit me. Of course, it was only Elliot Bloody Bennion.
Causing aggro in the crowd?
Having an argument with a Tonbridge fan.
Having a right Bennion.
I don't see Elliot Bennion ever as being the argumentative type.
Up front, though, he was great. Up front, wasn't
I? I loved Elliot Bennion. He was great. First time around, sensational. He says, I wouldn't normally do this, but it's not every day you see Elliot bloody Bennion, is it? I approached Elliot and introduced myself, letting him know that I was a Torquay fan and what a delight it was to see him. But that's not the end of the story, says Lee.
Come on, Lee.
As he turned around.
Like Lee with his invisibility cloak. He's got, and that's the story, and then he whips off the cloak, and there's more of the story.
This is a thriller, really, Lee. As he turned around, so did someone else. Who was it? A short, slender, well-dressed man who looked like he'd be pretty decent on the wing. It was only Danny bloody Stevens.
Amazing.
I couldn't believe it. Legends in one place. Embarrassingly, I asked for a photo, but I'm so glad I did, despite having my eyes closed and looking like I hadn't slept. And look, he includes the picture, Lee.
Oh, can we open it? There he is.
Lee. There's little
that.
Danny Stevens.
Look at Bennion in the Vanarama jacket like yours, John.
Bench jacket. Look better in blue, though, Elliot.
Yeah. That the National League South in black.
Doesn't that make you feel old? Look how old they look.
Danny Stevens there.
Danny Stevens looks...
You could put, if you've got two Danny Stevens, put them on top of each other and put a jacket on. You look like a grown-up.
That team was a great team. Great fun side.
What a great letter, Lee.
Elliot explained he still plays for Oxford City. Obviously, must have been injured or something. Danny, sadly, isn't playing anymore. Conversation didn't last long, but both very friendly lads who made time for me and my dad. Great to see that they're good mates after all this time. Thanks, Lee.
That is fantastic.
I will say, a bit Torquay heavy.
Yeah, we're not talking.
We're not a Torquay podcast,
although,
Lee, for flip's sake.
The letter before was a Torquay match report.
Yeah.
This is about two Torquay players from the early 2000s.
It all rests on letter number three, doesn't it, really?
Not a Torquay podcast. Lee Cloak, that was a Tonbridge letter.
It was.
Tonbridge and Oxford City.
He was there in a Tonbridge
letter. We were covering the National League South.
Good to see you.
There, John.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with
that
Torquay
must have been
United.
Oxford near the top, aren't they? We're at Tonbridge.
I'm hoping they go up because it's very local for me.
Great
Oxford,
for you.
Oxford
the
City.
The Velocity Stadium. What a
plastic
great name.
Plastic pitch, John, as well.
Last loss there under Gary Ahrens, didn't we?
Lost 14-0.
Joe Tex Holden, finally.
Tex.
Gets in touch. Tex. Not sent a letter for a while, says Tex. I just wanted to say the pod has been excellent recently. I love the show, Steve.
Love the show, Steve.
Factoids.
Here's the old woman.
I don't know why I sound like Paul Cook.
The old woman. Perhaps you could do Paul Cook doing Steve Wright.
Doing Steve Wright in the afternoon. He's a bit on the nose, isn't
Steve
he?
Right,
Paul could be a Steve Wright character.
Now that for fact. Here's the old woman.
Here's the old woman.
I know the child on his sonus Rex is all.
Thanks very much, Sir Paul.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Singing along to the end of it. It was time for top jocking or whatever it's called.
Serious jocking.
Serious.
What are you on about?
Serious jocking. Paul Cook in the afternoon.
I like
one for future eps, John.
Sticking it on the
list.
Paul Cook in the afternoon. I don't know why it's a funny idea.
A bad week for the letter Z.
Paul Cook in the afternoon.
Paul Cook
in the afternoon.
Went to go and see Steve Wright a few times on Torquay Seafront when he used to do the Radio 1 Roadshow.
Radio 1 Roadshow.
Yeah, used to go and watch Torquay Seafront.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. It was really good.
Any of those? It must be the only one who's not in prison now, I imagine.
Yeah, no, Tony Blackburn.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Still not arrested.
Anyway, Joe says here, and I've not sent a letter for a while. Oh, yeah, we read that bit. I don't want to read that again. Too much self-congratulation.
Yes, thank you.
As a long-term listener, I literally started with episode one all those years ago. I wondered if we'd be hearing from any of the old correspondents anytime soon. Ivor Dewdney, Roger John McClark, Hurst, Ken Nutter.
Ken Nutter.
Do you remember the origins of Ken Nutter? Because I do.
Ken Nutter. Nutter's...
Nutter's Whole Foods at Newton Abbott.
Hello, I'm Ken Nutter.
Ken Nutter, who's just a bit wacky.
Wacky. We should bring him back, John.
Yeah.
That's your friend. It's not my friend.
I could do that.
You know.
I had some food that came from Nutter's Whole Foods. Hearst.
Hearst. I haven't heard from Hearst in a while, have we?
Been a while, but now things are sliding for Torquay.
3-0, that's what we should have done this week.
Should
have got him on this week, John. Maybe next week.
Late now, isn't it? 7:05, it's too late. There he is. live in Moscow.
Okay. Lovely. Who else was it?
Roger John McClark.
Oh, yeah.
We heard
Roger.
From Roger a little while ago, didn't we? Not that long ago.
Roger was. We had a lot of Roger in early apps.
Ivor Dewdney.
He's for the OGs,
well.
Roger.
Dewdney.
Ivor Dewdney. We need Ivor Dewdney back, yeah. This is all that Tex is missing. It's what he came to the podcast for. And we don't do those things
anymore.
What you'll find is
he probably didn't even make it to this far in the episode. Oh, they're not doing Ivor. Pause.
We'll do some. We'll get some guests on next week.
We
perhaps.
Should do, really, yeah.
Yeah. Is that the letter, was it?
That was it.
Tex, on the ice to you.
Well done, Tex.
Absolutely lovely. Thank you very much.
The Tex runs a cake shop.
Oh, if you want to be a foff, you have to send us three letters.
Yeah, look.
How it works.
Cake shop.
Oh, cake shop. That's advertised. Joe Holden's cake shop. Cake shop.
Edible cake toppers.
I don't think he does. Joe Holden, cakeshop.com. He wouldn't have cakeshop.com.
Do you think? I reckon Joe Holden owns cakeshop.com.
That's pretty good if you do cakeshop.com.
There it is.
Edible cake toppers. Is that you, Joe?
What is just... cake shop? How it works. Get your free Ukraine toppers.
Oh, nice.
About us.
I'm Joe Texas Holden. Instagram.
Southwest England.
There he is.
Over 10 million cakes topped. And
Joe,
counting.
We're interested. Let us know a bit more about cakeshop.com.
Maybe we can return the favour for you, Joe. You've emailed us.
Don't suppose you make tea towels, do you?
Look, you've emailed us a load. Maybe this time we dress the balance.
And ordered some cakes from you.
All your edible cake toppers.
This is the National Obsession in association with cakeshop.com. 211, 611, cake shop. Cakes are the best in Devon. Lovely.
There you go.
Thank you. If you want to send us three letters to become a foff, which is a friend of the family, you can do that. If you do ask to be a foff, you can never be a foff.
You can never be a foff.
And they are the only rules of becoming a foff.
And the email address is nationalobsession@gmail.com. And you can use the code 10OFF at the checkout for 10% off today.
10OFF.
At cakeshop.com. Hey, pal.
10 off.
10 off, mate.
There we are. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, Joe.
We managed to do 30 minutes at least, John.
Yeah.
With edits. So that's good, isn't it?
That's good.
So don't, you know, this thing nobody pays for. We do off our own back.
You've not been shortchanged. You've got exactly what the contract stipulates.
For free content.
We have to provide nothing more, nothing less than
free
the advertised minimum.
It provided value for money. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.